and it's ultra awesome. And yeah, we have I think 4 singles out from that album. It's kicking ass all over the world. Yeah, that's about it, I guess. That's our history. Catch us on tour soon. We'll be announcing tour dates soon.
Oh, that's great. Yes, no, that's very good. How did the name came about?
Striker. How did what come about?
How did the name of the band? Name? Yes.
I just pick it out of a hat, man. band names are mostly meaningless. It just sounds cool, whatever. Moving on.
Oh, I see. Did you have you had any issues with other bands having the same name? I know you picked it up like a while ago, so probably even before the internet. I mean, I don't want to say how long you've been around, but
yeah, we predate the internet, and we also predate jet skis. So, there's actually like a million bands named Striker. It's pretty crazy. I mean, I think if we could go back in time and make any decision, you know, maybe one of them would be to choose a different name or something. Because I mean, even to this day, you know, if you go onto our Spotify or iTunes or whatever, every once in a while you'll see just like random songs pop up that are just like random. I don't know what it, just whatever. Because there's all kinds of, but there's, you know, 10 billion people on the planet, and everyone's a musician these days and can just put out music on the Spotify basically for free. So, I mean, there's all these different artists putting out stuff, and it, for whatever reason, ends up under ours because they didn't freaking bother to do a Google search about band names. So, you know, we do our best to keep that organized and get that all sorted out, but... yeah, sometimes it can be a little challenging. There was a band from Vancouver, which is, you know, that's the next province over. We're from Canada, in Edmonton, and they were called Striker. And then, funnily enough, they asked our bass player at the time, was like, "Hey, man, are you guys cool if we call ourselves Striker too?" And our bass player was like, "Yeah, the more the merrier." Anyways, we made them change their name later because clearly you can't trust a bass player.
No, never. It's always the drummer. Always.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So for this, well, not for this album only, but for, I guess, most of the composition activities, does somebody take care of riffs or take care of lyrics, or is it a collaborative effort?
It's pretty collaborative. Dan, our singer, does, I would say, the bulk of the writing, for sure, especially on this album. Ultra Power was Ultra Dan. And, yeah, he just had a lot of good songs. So, I mean, usually what we do is everybody just writes whatever they want. And then when it comes time to sort of narrow down what songs we're picking, we just sort of make a list, and whatever songs are at the top of the list, that's, you know, the songs we go with. So that's generally how we do it. You know, we've had lots of other writers or, you know, songs come and go and whatever. So, I mean, on different albums, it's, you know, maybe a little slightly different lineup in terms of writing credits. But for the most part, Dan, I would say, writes the bulk of the material.
I see. And do you happen to come back to songs that, you know, almost made it to the list? Does that happen to you as a band often, or has ever happened?
Sort of. I mean, we have, for us at least, it's very easy to write music. You know, we're constantly putting out music, and honestly, we probably have forgotten more demos than most bands will ever even create. So, I mean, there's hundreds of songs or song ideas that we've just forgotten. We can't find them on our Google Drive or whatever hard drive from 10 years ago, and it's just like, okay, whatever, I guess. You know, the main thing, my favorite writing tool is the trash can. It's, you know, just throw the songs out. It's probably the best thing you can do is just get rid of it. It's not worth anything anyway. So, I mean, if the song's not good enough for you to remember, then it's not a good enough song. So,
Yeah, I hear you. You reminded me about the, you know, when writers are trying to, well, excuse my repetition, write. And yeah, you know, you see all these scenes where, you know, they are throwing, you know, half pages or one-liners into the trash can because it's not, yeah, it's not good enough. So you remind me of that one. That's a great analogy. And I guess, you know, nowadays, I mean, I don't know, in the old days you had to, you know, actually record it into a tape or whatever, but now, you know, your phone, whatever, like there's plenty of ways to kind of record something and hear it later and see, well, if you liked it or not, or, you know, maybe it sounded good originally, but then, anyway, tons of tools now. Sure. Okay, and is there any theme on the new album, like, you know, the songs or the whole album as such, or not necessarily?
Yeah, the whole album is just about shredding and it being awesome. Monster trucks, shooting guns, riding jet skis, you know, stuff like that. It's basically, you know, we're basically like 90s Super Soaker, Nerf gun, American Gladiator, monster truck, heavy metal. So, I mean, yeah, if you can imagine like a heavy metal band in the back of a monster truck racing around a NASCAR track, that's Stryker.
I'm pretty sure you have never used that idea in an album cover.
Yeah.
That's cool. And so you were mentioning that there might be dates to come, so I guess we'll have to wait for that to be a little more finalized. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have two dates announced so far. The first is May 3rd in Chicago at Legions of Metal Festival, and that's with Unleash the Archers and some other Canadian bands. We're all playing on the same day, which is fun, on the same stage, so that's really cool. That festival is like an all weekend. That should be a totally awesome festival. And then we're also playing at Prague Power, which is in September in Atlanta, Georgia, down south in the U.S. So rest assured, we're planning some tours around that. Just finishing up booking for the tour in May for Legions of Metal. And then, our European friends, I guess, will have to wait. But the Americans love the monster trucks. What can I say?
Again, yeah, that's... How many songs do you have that mention or refer or infer about, you know, a monster truck? I'm curious now.
Well, I think it's more so the essence, the
attitude,
the spirit of the monster truck is in all the songs. I don't think we specifically talk about a monster truck in any song, but, you know, whenever we're recording, deep down we're thinking, you know, oh, I wish I had the heart of a monster truck. I have that V10, V12 engine. The diesel running through my veins.
I mean, you know, I've seen you live, and yes, you do have the energy of and the, you know, stamina of a monster truck. So that's for sure. You guys put a great show live, and so that's pretty good. Well, I guess when you have when you have some more dates, especially if they are on the West Coast, like, or even if they are not, just hopefully you can let us know and we can help spread the word.
You bet. We got West Coast dates coming soon. They'll probably be hopefully announced by the end of the month or early next month, something like that. So definitely West Coast dates are coming. And we'll be shredding up the West Coast in May.
No, sounds good. Yeah, I saw you at the Rickshaw a few years ago. I can't remember the date, but it was a good show. What else I was going to ask? So when was the last time you went on tour? Like, what was the last, I guess?
Our last full tour was playing Wacken. We did a European tour in 2022 in the summer. So that was almost 2 years ago now. I guess like a year and a half or so. That was awesome. We did a whole bunch of festivals. Wacken was the last one that we did. That was our last show on that tour. And that was awesome, you know. It was my birthday, so maybe I had a little bit too much to drink, but whatever.
One or two.
Parties were had by all. Yeah, made lots of friends that I don't remember. And then, yeah, that was an awesome tour. And then right before that, we did a tour with a band, Finnish band called Beast of Black. That was a great tour again. It kind of sucked, though. Back in 2022, COVID was still pretty prevalent, so we got COVID on both of those tours. On the Beast and Black tour, we had to cancel just because of all the border crossing stuff, and it's just, you know, such a pain in the ass. So luckily, you know, things have died down a little bit, and there's not as severe restrictions, which is really nice. Yeah, it's been a while. 2023 was pretty light. We only played a handful of shows, sort of one-offs. But we were busy recording Ultra Power, so that took a lot of mental energy and also money. So hopefully, you know, people are digging it. People seem to enjoy it so far.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Like, how have you seen the response of the, you know, of the fans' feedback from the new album?
So far, people seem to really be liking it. I guess, you know, that's a good thing, but maybe, you know, I always like to say that you haven't made it until people hate your music and hate your band. So I haven't really seen much of that yet. So hopefully people start hating our band soon.
Have you been on the band since the beginning, or how long have you been on the band?
I joined about 12 years ago, right after Armed to the Teeth came out, which was the second album. But, I mean, I've been friends with all the guys in the band. I mean, past members, current members, probably future members.
Correct. I was to say that.
You know, we all grew up together. We're all from Edmonton, so we all know each other. It's sort of like Stryker's the great filter. Everybody from every band that was ever in Edmonton ends up at Stryker at some point.
I see. Yeah, I was going to ask if you've seen notice, or if you have had feedback about, not necessarily a change in style, but, you know, when you listen to, you know, the fourth, the third, the fifth album versus, you know, Ultra Power, like, have you gotten comments about being different or being faster or whatever, some kind of...
I mean, you know, you always hear, like, the old crusty dudes in the patch jackets who are like, oh, I only like them... I only thought they were cool in their first album, and it's like, whatever, you know.
You're like Metallica.
None of us care. Yeah, none of us really give a shit about that kind of stuff. I mean, it's just wiggly air, right? It's just music. To us, it doesn't really matter. All that matters to us is that we're having fun,
trucks.
And then also that, yeah, and the monster trucks, and that people have fun. So it's not, I mean... I've heard that a little bit, not necessarily about this album. I think we always sort of have a core concept of fun. Our music, you know, usually pretty fun to listen to, and it's always sort of remained that way. I think in music, sort of, you're always communicating sort of like an emotion, and the emotion that we always communicate is sort of fun. And so... you know, you can dress that up in a million different ways, but I think that's the thing that people connect with ultimately.
Yeah, no, I hear you. No, you said it greatly. Yes, emotion. Like, at the end, is an art. Music is an art, and yeah, you're expressing exactly emotions, which is awesome, in my humble opinion. So where can people find your music or merchandise, news, like?
Best place to go is our website, stryker-metals.com. You can, of course, find us on any streaming platform like Spotify, iTunes, or I guess Apple Music, Tidal, whatever. We're on it all. We're also on, you know, YouTube. All the music's up there. You can find it anywhere on the internet, I'm sure. But yeah, check out our website. That's the best place to get it. That's where all the merch is. And yeah. That's also the best way to support us. We also have a podcast, so check that out if you're interested in listening to a bunch of middle-aged old dudes argue about conspiracy theories.
That sounds, I'm assuming, with Stryker music in the background, of course.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds pretty interesting. Now I'm going to listen to that. I'm intrigued now. All right. Well, thank you very much, Tim, again for being with us. And yeah, again, when you have some more dates, let us know, and we'll help spread the word. Yeah, please say hi to everybody over there in Striker Land.
Thanks, man. Hell yeah, brother.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, bro.